Good evening. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. I'm Jack Peterson here with Jim Healy, and we're back once again for Know Your States, Know Your Community, where Jim and I are talking to representatives from each of the 50 states in the Union who now live in or at least have a connection to our community here in North Idaho. Folks come here from all over the country, indeed the world, but right now we're talking about folks from all over the country who ended up here, and we're talking about the places that they come from. Today, we are talking to representatives of two states, and the first one will be the Bluegrass State, home to 4.5 million people. The 26th most populous state, the 15th state, which was adopted into the Union on June 1st, 1792. We are talking to a Kentuckian named Jackie Humble. Welcome to the program, Jackie. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And where within Kentucky, where are you from?
I'm from Lexington. It's kind of, I would say central, but that's not exactly accurate. It's more central from the eastern aspect of the state because there's kind of a piece that hangs off to the left.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm more central in the kind of circular part of the state, just about an hour below Cincinnati. Oh. That's about the easiest way. And then we're an hour east of Louisville. That's kind of the landmarks people know the most, I'd say, or cities.
Could you say that second city again?
Louisville?
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought you said. Yeah, you know, I mean,
some people say Louisville, but we say they're wrong. There's only one way to say it, and if you're from Kentucky, and it's Louisville.
And what is the geography like around Lexington?
It's really similar to here, actually. We have lots of mountains and hills. In the city, it's a little different because it's overgrown with buildings and whatnot. But when I was growing up there, it was nothing but farmland. And miles and miles and miles of horse pastures and farmland.
What would they be growing?
Corn.
Tobacco?
Tobacco, yep. Tobacco, lots of tobacco farms. Mostly as a horse raising area. They would raise lots of horses for races. Lots of horse pastures, lots of farms have kind of gone on the wayside, been sold out by economy and growth.
Isn't the University of Kentucky in Lexington?
It is. I graduated there.
You did? And what size city? I mean, could you take a rough guess in terms of
Lexington? I was looking it up on the way here because I just don't know the current population. I have not lived there in a long time, but 2025, it said 330,000 people.
Good size.
So
city.
A significant difference from here to there.
And the university is large as well.
The university is large, and it's a research university, so a lot of doctors and stuff from all over come. Mm-hmm. This is a teaching hospital.
Okay.
It's a big university spread out over half of Lexington. It seems like.
Mm-hmm. The city you mentioned before, Louisville.
Yes,
that's the most populous city in the.
That's probably accurate.
State, yeah.
And you would think that'd be the capital, but it's not. Frankfurt's the capital.
What is?
I always thought when you are picking a capital for a state, it should be the biggest city, but it's not. Frankfurt's a quite small town.
Yeah, I think we've done a number of these interviews now. It seems like most of them are. Yeah, the capital is just
a small little.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Growing up in school, and I would always think, like, if I can imagine what a capital would be like, majestic and full
buildings
of life and bustling city, and it's just not quite that way, I guess.
Let's see. Have you spent time in the other cities in Louisville? I'm trying to pronounce it your way.
And that's okay. Most people do.
Louisville.
I've kind of been all over. I was in the marching band in high school, and so we traveled quite a bit.
So you got to travel.
Yeah, we went to Bowling Green quite a bit, which is kind of in the far left of the state, which I guess would be the west. Kind of in that little hang off. Bowling Green, Paducah, Hazard. I've been to all the Harlan, just, you know, so many of the different cities and little small holler towns that are in, you know, just traveling around with the band and my family and my dad and I and my twin sister. And we'd go out to Natural Bridge every year and go hiking. And we went to Mammoth Caves and all the different places.
I've been there.
Yep. So
stunning.
Great.
Stunning.
It's a great, yep. I love field trips. Just, it's a really pretty, I've been to the horse park.
Well, I noticed that two parts of the state, the border, the northern part is the Ohio River. And then a little bit, but the western part of the state is the Mississippi.
Yeah, it's surrounded by water and it floods.
Oh, that's
quite
right.
A bit.
Here's a here's an interesting little bit of trivia.
Okay.
Speaking of waterways, Louisville has the greatest length of navigable waterways and streams in the contiguous United States.
Nice.
Louisville?
No, sorry, not Louisville. Kentucky. The state.
Kentucky. The state of Kentucky.
The state of Kentucky has the great, even though, you know, I'm certainly surprised by that, but I guess you've got the Ohio, a little bit of the Mississippi, and then within the state as well, there must be more. Navigable waterways and streams in the state of Kentucky.
Impressive. You got a chance to travel around the state being part of the band.
Yep, and or just traveling with my family, yep.
Okay, and what was it like as a child growing up? What did you do during the summer, or what are your memories of growing up in Kentucky?
We spent a lot of time outside.
Okay.
I mean, growing up, it was like, have breakfast, go outside, come in for dinner. You know? Don't come back inside unless you have to go to the bathroom.
Rolling.
And if you're challenged enough, go outside. We just had such a big, wide open area of farmland. And we'd go, my family we'd go on vacation every year, but it seemed like every time we went on a vacation, it was never anywhere in Kentucky. We were always going to Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
And why Gatlinburg?
It's a 4-hour drive, and I have a twin, and they didn't want to drive far in the car with two kids. So we'd go to Florida some, but my parents never got on an airplane, so we never flew anywhere. They didn't actually get on an airplane and fly anywhere until I moved here in 2012, but they waited a couple years, and they came out in 2004. I mean, just going around, I think the majority of the stuff was just spent doing outside, going to crafts, going to vacation Bible school with my church, you know, spending time. Dude, I did puppetry and handbells and you name it at my church. I was part of it. I was there on Sunday and Wednesday and
busy.
I was busy, but I loved it.
And what are the seasons like?
There's we have four seasons.
Okay.
All very rounded and long, it seems like here. It's like you get sometimes a little bit of fall and straight into winter, but there it's a nice long season of fall, and then it tapers nicely into winter, and then it slowly fades into spring. And so the four seasons are quite lengthy. I would say they're all about three and a half months. So there's quarterly, you know, which is really nice. And the snow there.
I was going to ask you, do you get snow?
We do get snow there. I would say the snow isn't nearly as impressive as it is here. I would say that we're more common for getting ice storms. So it will there's certain years I remember where the city would just shut down because it would be like two or three inches of ice on everything. Branches were hanging over, trees, limbs were falling out, trees were falling over. You had to dig your car out. And it does snow there, but the minimalist amount of snow, everyone panics and they have to shut the whole town down. And they're like, oh, we can't go to school. It's too much snow. And we're over here literally like with it up to our waist. Like, I'll be at work in 10 minutes, you know. So it's pretty there. It does snow. It does snow. Not nearly as much here, but it does snow. And I feel like their seasons like they are here changing and they're getting to where I feel like they're getting more snow than they have in the past.
Than in previous years, yeah. How about you mentioned fall? Lots of color in the
trees?
So
much. It's beautiful there. It's beautiful there in the fall. It's a great place to drive, just get in your car and drive around and look at all the changing colors. It's one of my favorite seasons in Kentucky because it's when the humidity kind of drops.
Yeah.
The summertime is just so humid.
I was going to ask you about that. That's one of the things we've been asking.
So humid.
You know, when did you discover life could be lived without humidity?
When we flew out here, honestly, I mean, I had been to other places on vacation, South Carolina, and all the places kind of in the eastern area, but they're all humid.
Right.
None of them are different, and they're all the same. Hot and thick and gross and sticky and ugh, and full of bugs. But my husband's best friend married a gal from out here, and we came out to vacation and fell in love with it. We're like, this is amazing. It's 80 and there's no humidity and it's perfection. And we're like, how do we capitalize on moving somewhere like that? And then I think it was, can't we come out a couple more times after that and realize this is where the Lord's calling us? And we made the trek out in 2012. So
It's sort of one of the things is, and then we'll move off of humidity, is talking with people, is that as a kid, a lot of the times you don't remember the humidity. You're too busy doing things outdoors. But then as you move through time, you know, like maybe when you have your band uniform on.
I was in the color guard. So band has come a long way since even just I was in it. But I think that you're just more filled with gratitude and recognizing how good you had it, you know, because it is humid, but I wouldn't change my experience that I had there, and I wouldn't change the time that I had with my family. And it's just where I was blessed to be born and raised. And I never really moved around. I stayed in the same town. I went to college and moved out on my own for a while, but for the most part, I lived in the same house. My parents still live in that house.
Oh, is that cool or what?
Grew up in the same house. I moved away for a short time and then came home. I needed some surgery and needed my parents to help me. So I lived with them until I got married. So it was really perfect.
Okay, changing topic abruptly to, I have a question. What is Kentucky bluegrass and why is it called bluegrass? There's no way it's actually like blue, right?
It is. it is. There's some tall grasses in Kentucky in the horse fields that when the wind blows and the sun hits them at just the right direction, it looks blue.
Wow.
Cool.
So that's actually a true fact.
Yeah.
You can look it up.
Do horses eat bluegrass?
I don't know about that.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never looked that up. My daughter's really into the equestrian world. She'd probably know, but I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Makes me curious.
I think it does.
They probably do. Yeah. I mean, they're out in rolling horse pastures, and that's where they grow. The grass just naturally grows. So I would assume that the answer would be yes, but I also know that horses don't eat some of the stuff that grows on the ground, and they just kind of bypass it. So.
You mentioned a little while ago, and we kind of breezed past it, but Mammoth Cave National Park is the largest, world's longest known cave system.
Mm-hmm.
You've been there.
I have multiple times.
Yeah.
It's magnificent. There's no other way to describe it.
Totally.
Yeah. Tell me why, what makes it, I mean, it sounds a little creepy to me, actually, but it's not. It's cool.
It's so cool to be able to go into places that could not have been formed. But I mean, it's just so cool to see just like the perfection in God's majesty and how he orchestrated the world and the way that he made things that are so massive in size. And the fact that there's a town above it and it doesn't fall in on itself is kind of insane.
Oh, really?
You actually,
yes, Mammoth, Kentucky.
You actually can go down these long, I mean, the people that spent years where I don't even know how they have all these signs and placards up when you're going to look at it, but you actually walk down a pretty significant stairway system when you're going down into the cave. And then when you're down in it, there's spots that get kind of really super narrow. And then there's spots that you have to kind of like slide through. And
ooh.
if you're claustrophobic, it's probably not the best to keep like to go in certain areas of the cave, but then there's the spot that opens out and then there's this big like drop and you just don't know how deep it is.
Really?
It's so cool because the guides that they have working in there, you don't just like go.
Yeah.
You have to go on a guided tour because they don't want people damaging the stalactites and the stalagmites and all the stuff that hangs. They don't like just because the oils from your skin can cause erosion. And so they
make a difference.
It's like roped off, you know, and then you can go to the gift shop.
Yeah.
It's a national park, isn't it?
That's what it says
here. I think so, yes.
It's a national park.
Yeah.
Underground.
It's really beautiful.
When you go to Mammoth Cave, does everybody like get a lighted helmet or something like that? Or how is it illuminated?
It's actually lit in the cave. There are certain spots that are dark, and I think they may give you lanterns, but they have a lighting system down there that you can see.
Huh. Yeah, I went there as a Boy Scout when I was in Northern Indiana. And speaking of lighting, I remember we were in one room and they hit the lights. And then in a distant room, the lights were on and you got a profile, I want to say, of Abraham Lincoln, you know, from the way the rocks formed. It's really a place for your imagination to run wild.
It's really cool to see. I would challenge anybody to go if they have the opportunity.
Because
I can't say it's a once in a lifetime, but if you are only going to Kentucky one time, then it would be yes. But because I lived there, I got to go multiple times.
Multiple times. Yeah.
Well, if I'm only going to Kentucky one time, I'll tell you when I'm probably going. Probably going to the Derby.
That is a place to go.
Have you ever been?
Have you been?
I haven't been. I have a good friend that her husband works for the thoroughbred industry, and she's often offered me, you know, just tickets to go, but it's never worked out for me to go. And I've always wanted to go. It's always the first Saturday in May. I've always, always wanted to go. But there's a waiting list to go. It's like 5 years deep. I mean, it's insane. Wow. I mean, if you want like really nice seats, there's a significant waiting list, and, you know, I'm busy raising a family, and I think it'd be fun to take them too, but it would just have to be lined up where I would be going to Kentucky at the time where my family could hang, it would be a sight. You can go to, the Derby is in Louisville, but you can go to a horse track in Lexington at Kingland, and they telecast it on these big screens. They have races all day there too. And then when the Derby hits, they show it. So it's more affordable.
Yeah.
To do that.
Is it, I mean, we're here in North Idaho, we have horses as well. You see them, you know, all over the place, but is it different in Kentucky? I think it's kind of the capital of the, you know, the thoroughbred
horse. I think it's probably, I mean, I think in some ways it's similar, and I'm not really super versed on the equestrian world, but from what I understand, there's different types of horses. I mean, breeds, yes, but there's different, I mean, there's different purposes for horses. And in Kentucky, a lot of them are raised to race, so they're general physical makeup is slightly different than the ones that are out here that I would consider a working horse or someone that's meant to perform a job either on a farm or riding or doing equestrian rodeo stuff. It's very different. I'm sure they have rodeos in Kentucky. I don't think I ever went. I didn't even really participate in any horse-related activities till my daughter started riding out here, and I've been doing that.
Now, do you get back home often?
I try to go. My parents are older. My dad just turned 86 on Thanksgiving, so he's older, and I try to visit as often as I can, but having a family and a farm and a ministry and stuff, we're just busy. So I try to go every 6 months.
Okay. And sometimes what happens when you have moved away and you think about, you know, being up here in North Idaho and you think about Kentucky, then when you get back there, you go, oh, I've missed that. Is there anything that you go, whether this is home and...
I do miss my family, and it's so good to visit family. I don't necessarily miss the topography of the state or the topography, however you say that. But I do sometimes miss some of the restaurants.
Oh, tell us more. We're foodies.
there's this one place that I love to go to when I'm there. And it's funny because it's a Cajun place.
Okay.
But they don't have it out here. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I need to go there.
What do you order?
Got the gumbo and jambalaya. Which is funny because it's, you know, and then they have this like garlic sauce. It's so good that you, and then these, I've always called them pralines, but some people call them pralines, but I've always called them pralines. Anyway, they're these like things that are sugary and have nuts in them, and they're like almost hard, like brittle. Ooh, and you just snack on them. It's like they poured this brown sugar maple syrup stuff out on a counter with pecans or something in it, and then they just let it harden and they break it up.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like peanut brittle.
So
only.
Good. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I don't know where, there's a lots of mom and pop diners there that are similar to what somebody would know as Cracker Barrel type food, but just small, hole in the wall.
How about barbecue?
Barbecue is probably famous there. I'm not a huge, I mean, I'll eat it, but it's not like if I'm choosing
a priority.
I'd rather go to, you know, Southern Comfort versus barbecue because I felt like they kind of stand on their own.
How about fried chicken?
Fried chicken, yep. I do like fried chicken. It hits you different when you eat it there. In Kentucky, it's definitely crispier and everything's fried in butter and deep.
Sounds like a Paula Deen recipe.
Literally everything is fried in butter. You can go to the county fair and get deep fried butter. That's a thing, I know. They freeze it and then deep fry it.
Yeah. What about bourbon?
It's famous there. I've never done the bourbon tour. Yeah. I know some people that have, but I have never done it. I have sipped on bourbon. I've tried it. Never really been a huge drinker.
Not to your taste.
But I love it. I think it's great. I just choose not to. but it's good and it's famous there. And it's one of the things we're famous for.
Yeah.
Jackie, our time is winding down. And is there anything that we haven't talked about that you feel someone should know about Kentucky who may have never visited there yet?
Oh, gosh. Just be patient when you're driving because the driving out there is different. It's a little bit more city based and people get angry quicker and the traffic is kind of insane and places that would really should only take you 20 minutes take you like an hour there because it's just bumper to bumper traffic and everyone's in a hurry to do everything. Just take it in and relish the moment and enjoy it and not try to rush your experience.
Is there a time of year to visit Kentucky that you would suggest?
No, they're all, it's all pretty.
They're
really pretty to go in the winter and Christmas time just because everyone really outdoes themselves with the Christmas lights. Sure. But, and there's a more suburban kind of areas to drive through, whereas here everything's more spread out. So you can cover a larger area. But I can't say going in the summertime unless you like humidity is the best because I don't like being sticky, but it is nice. I like to go before the summer really hits in, but sometimes it gets in the 80s in May. So it's kind of hard to know when the exact time to go in the spring would be. Around Easter is usually a good time.
When things are just blooming.
When they're just kind of transitioning. And then you have to worry about the storms and the tornadoes and the rain and all that, you know, hit or miss. You just have to pick a day and go.
Jack and I would never know that you were from Kentucky with your hat and sweatshirt on.
I wore all my gear today.
We appreciate
I know it's just a radio show, but
yeah,
that's right. And how do you feel wearing Kentucky things? I mean, when you walk through in North Idaho, do you come across many Kentuckians?
I did meet someone recently where my husband and I just launched a maternity home and we were presenting at a church and we I had a gal that came up and we're talking to our table, and she was like, I graduated from the University of Kentucky. And I actually found out that we were at the school at the same time.
Go away.
And I was like, that's amazing. And she's studying social work and I studied art, but and now I'm a nurse. So they'll tell you how much, you know, a college education will do for you, because I totally switched paths. But it's, I've run into a lot of people, and I've actually met people that have recently moved from here to Kentucky. So
oh, the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
It's not as common. Yeah. But it has happened to me in the last 6 months.
There are some people who move to the land of humidity.
So I think I've heard that sometimes the elderly or sometimes the older people appreciate humidity because it's better on their joints than the cold. So sometimes people go there.
I'm
for
not
the
there
winter.
Yet. Jackie, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing Kentucky
oh,
with
welcome.
Us on Know Your States, Know Your Community.